It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's a Daily Talk Show episode 1013.
Happy Friday, everybody. Is that your drink in the front? What's that? Did I see you drinking that?
No, this is from yesterday. How sad.
Would you sip a coffee if it was a day old on your desk?
Yeah, almond milk.
Yeah, no, you're right. That is one of the things I've found myself saying. Like, Bodhi took in a smoothie to our room the other day. Yeah. It was three in his arms, holding him. And I was like, fuck, at this point, like even this morning, took a bowl of porridge, hot porridge, into his mum. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, I don't want him to. Uh-huh. But then you can't, like, he has to learn.
Wait, so he wants to eat it.
No, he wants to just take things to people. But the problem is that, you know, it's like a kid holding a glass and saying, I want to drink from a glass.
Yeah.
There's a chance they'll break it. There's a chance they won't. Mm-hmm. You don't want to not give them the chance, because if they break it, they learn. If they don't break it, all good.
Mm-hmm. But creativity's not about breaking things.
No, it's absolutely not. The point is almond milk. When Bodhi took in the smoothies, of course he fucking spilt a bunch of the smoothie because he had three in his hands and no one holds smoothies like that. Mm-hmm. And Amy said, oh, is that almond milk? I was like, yeah. She's like, oh, thank God, because it was on the carpet. Mm-hmm. But that is the thing. That is the one thing I'll give almond milk. Tastes like shit.
It depends. If you get Milk Lab,
It is
really good.
It doesn't taste like cow's milk. Mm-hmm. They're probably not in the same. You got to compare almond to almond. Mm-hmm. Cow to cow. Actually, yeah. No, there's no comparison. Who's ever said, I don't like that cow's milk?
What do you mean? Like a certain brand? Yeah, I think there is. There's certain ones where it's like it tastes a bit infected, maybe.
But for a coffee, it's how you've done it. So, 7-Eleven actually put in real milk, pour it in, but it's how it gets sucked up a small tube that would change its texture or make it sort of feel different.
Yeah.
Because if you use that same milk and gave it to a barista to make you an epic coffee, you wouldn't complain about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's weird. Anyway.
The strong coffees aren't just strong anymore. It's more complicated than that. Just like a few cafes that I've gone to lately, when I say strong, so we put X amount of shots and so do you want another shot?
And they make you feel like a monster because they're like, well, we already used two. So, if you want an extra, you're actually having three.
Yeah.
It's like a psychopath to have three.
But I did, like, the funny thing is it's not like I don't even reference shots in my head when I'm thinking about it.
Nah.
So, you could say, oh, no, we actually put five shots in. Are you sure you want another one?
Yeah.
And that would mean the same to me as two shots. Yeah. So, a standard coffee has one shot. Is that what they're saying?
Well, this is where we're not both coffee experts, but so I've seen some cafes would run one shot out two spouts into two cups.
Yeah.
So, the length of time they run the shot for. Mm-hmm. But if you just want it to taste strong, then go with that. Mm-hmm. But if you're selling coffee as strong, that ends up not being strong. That ends up you're selling coffee.
Yeah. That becomes a standard, right?
So if you want beyond that, yes.
So if I say strong, they should, whatever their standard is, up it.
Exactly.
That's my perspective. Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have to go through the maths on it.
Yeah. It's, are you sure?
Uh-huh.
I've had that so many times. Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are probably people that go five shots.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you think you'll go off things like, I mean, over the years you've been the guy that sustains, is that the word?
Yeah.
Sustains from whether it be wanking at work. You did that for a whole, did you get through the week?
No. I did a year of no porn.
Yes, that was it.
Different wanking at work. But yeah, I have stopped.
I appreciate that. Since I fixed our terms of service on our computers. No alcohol for a year.
Yeah.
No coffee for a month. Are you thinking about, say, post all of this, doing some of those things as a reset?
I think that's like the go-to after you've gone so hard.
Yeah.
It's like, Christmas time, you ate so much food, you're like, well, it's time to have a fucking detox.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy. I'll have a crazy haircut.
Yeah, there's some things. Yeah, I mean, no, I've done them all. I'm good. Mm-hmm. No, but I think it depends on where you're at. Right now, the alcohol is probably one that are just like, when the baby comes, all that shit, just like remove that. Because it actually just then removes a bunch of...
Well, I can't, staying out late or
exactly
all that sort of thing.
I can't anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I may as well just like say, well, I'm not doing that.
It's a good rule in... Because if you are drinking, then you have more options. So, then more things can happen. Yeah. So, whereas if you just take it off the table, that's actually, one less thing to think about.
That is probably one of them. Maybe as much coffee.
Yeah.
Not needing to go out and drink as many out. I actually wouldn't mind to... I just love... Maybe I'm... Nah, this is my new one. Limit coffee out after the show, once we finish the show, to once a day if I'm going. But then, because I have an espresso machine now, and it's not that bad.
That's right. Yeah,
it's got a little milk whipper.
Yeah.
So I did one this morning. One shot. I usually do two, but I didn't want to, blow out. Just wanted a little guy. So I did one shot. There's a lot of noise out of that machine. What are they getting up to inside? It's
heating
like
the water quickly or something.
It's a lot goes on for a little fella. And so, and then you put the milk in, press a button, whips the milk, everything's done. And it is about 30 cents or 40 cents instead
it's a
of
bargain.
$4.50.
Yeah.
So that could be one.
What about working at cafes? Because that's obviously something that when you're freelancing that people do, is that something that you would be interested in?
Yeah, I love that. I love doing that.
I think you did that more than what I did when we were both did our own things, maybe. Just because you're very good at the making friends with the owners sort of creating a space, that becomes your space.
Well, yeah, because if you're drinking one coffee a day and you're working there all day, you're going to have rapport with the owners, otherwise they fucking hate you.
Yeah. Hate mate, do you want me to take the bins out?
Mate,
replace the rolls.
I
destroyed it. I used the toilet brush too.
Here's my meetings list. Here's how many meetings I'm having in your establishment.
There's a... There's an iPad at the door when people walk into Tommy, and then they're...
It is a real problem.
Yeah. If you're speaking to the receptionist, do you mean the barista?
It can be a real problem. People just work. But that's... You want that. I think you want it as like... Especially if your cafe isn't the busiest on the block. You know, if it's not bloody... What was that one on... Like, just any cafe you think of that actually is just heaving all the time. They don't need people working out of there all day.
Well, the problem, I think, is that the businesses that probably need that also don't need that because it's taking up space. Like, so, think about in the US, the Starbucks culture.
Dude.
We never felt bad about... Like, there's no anxiety in going to Starbucks, having your laptop, plugging in power, using their internet. It's like part of... The whole experience.
Shitting on the ball, on the seat.
Yes.
It's just, I mean, how filthy are some of the toilets in Starbucks? The one in West Hollywood on Santa Monica Boulevard, the one we sat in and just the kooks that are in there. Because they don't care.
Yeah.
They're just like, people come in and get an 80-cent coffee and some, like, there's homeless people in there just sitting. There's, like, there was a few sort of people that were very sort of not well. Imagine... I mean, they probably closed, or at least were open for takeaway during
like
all pandemic. All the toilets closed. Man, what a time! What a fucking time to be alive, dude.
So we've been getting emails. We thought today we would go through Gronk M's email.
This
she formatted it beautifully. M, thank you. You formatted it beautifully. The questions are easy to read.
Yeah, but to be fair, it it came through this morning and we're doing the show today. So it's not about who did the best email. It's,
it's just
could be just about
convenience.
Timing of the show. It's currently 9:40 a.m. and this was the last email we got.
so we will get to everyone.
M said, love you guys was the subject. Oh, I'm sad. I'm so sad. Yesterday's ep was the reason I love the show. the chats, the hard conversations, but I'm sure I'm sure they're exhausting as well. What are you talking about? You weren't sick yesterday.
I'm fine. I'm fucking fine.
Pretty don't sure tell me how yesterday's Ep gave you a cold.
Yeah, yeah. And Em, don't tell me how I feel. that's your story.
I'm sad for me, but not sad for you guys. What does that mean? Joking. You've got to do what's best for both of you and your families, but am hoping there's a comeback. Sometimes you need to miss something to realize you want to do it again. Is that for her, that as in listen again, or for us to do it again?
I think that there's, I get the tone when anyone mentions comeback. It's sort of, I think people think it's within my personality to like backflip or something and be like, you know doing 7 shows a day, one an hour, like the Daily Talk Show's done. But now it's the hour show on the hour, every hour.
Yeah, we're the ticker of podcasting that's actually just...
No news covered.
17 hours of non-news content. Fucking that would be a lot. She said, questions, which is nice. This is where the formatting comes in. And then she's listed a bunch. I'll just read the back end and then we can come back to the questions. Okay, love you guys. I'm sad it's ending. I'm like a crack addict waiting for each app to download each day. The couple of days off were like going into withdrawal. Maybe you need to slowly fade them out instead of cold turkey. Ha ha ha. Love you guys and really hope we can meet in person one day. We'll support you through whatever happens next. Don't block me on Insta.
What has she done on Insta?
That's definitely
me.
Yeah. That's her thinking. That's to you. That I don't think that was to me. Love from M from the Gold Coast.
Thank you, M. We love you.
Sent from iPhone. Okay.
Questions.
Questions. Mm-hmm. Number one, what did Josh get Bree for her birthday? So that was yesterday? No, 2 days ago.
12th of May. Yeah, so 2 days ago. I think the reason this probably came up too was because I mentioned the golf clubs.
What was that? What
I mentioned, I think I mentioned on the show that I was going to get Bree golf clubs and Bree said, if you're thinking about getting golf clubs, don't. Did I mention that on the show?
I can't remember that.
Was there a time where... Was that GB fill in for you?
Maybe.
Once? One day? Maybe I mentioned it on that
day. But it sounds something like you do.
So, I was walking along and I said to Brie, this is like a week and a half ago, I said, I know what I'm getting you for your birthday. And she said, if it's golf clubs, don't. I'm like, you ruin everything.
it wasn't golf clubs.
No, it wasn't golf clubs. Wasn't it was golf a golf lessons. Buggy. No, it wasn't golf lessons. It was a Robert Gordon's, which is like the... pottery place, like they do ceramic-y sort of things. Right, like we have all the hipster cafes. If you turn them upside down, it's Robert Gordon. We're doing I think it's called a wheel throw, like session for 2 hours, where basically, you know, you make your own
form something.
What is that called?
Ceramics.
Is it ceramics?
Ceramics.
Pottery sort of thing. Yeah, that's the type of thing.
Using the spinner.
Yeah. I was keen on like the throw wheel thing. Same, TJ is just using the
spinner that George is running with. Fidget spinner. Thanks, Kaz.
It's still, even though she said that it had sort of rusted from the sea.
I got it working again. It was just out of alignment.
Uh-huh.
There we go. So,
so there's
great,
that answer.
Pottery class. Yeah.
And so that'll be fun. Couldn't get in till July, but made Brie a card.
Great.
We had some nice texters at the office.
Yeah.
Some metallic sort of Sharpie ones. Right. That looks great. Just sort of classic A4 page folded in half, right on one thing.
Classic.
Yeah.
More appreciative of something like that than a bought card.
When I said I made a card.
Like
Brie,
a bought one.
Well, yeah, Brie was thinking that it was going to have cut out stuff. But there was no cut. It was just texters. But anyway.
I mean, I have done that before.
Mm-hmm.
But early days of a relationship for Amy.
Well, I think like it's... It's so funny because it shows the different standards of when you're in a relationship for a long time, what's seen as sweet.
Yeah.
So when I was doing the card, Jess was watching me and she said, I would be ropeable if I got that.
Really?
Like, yeah. And then when I gave it to Brie, she's like, oh, this is so nice. I'm like, it must be really pathetic. Like, you know, just like minimum viable.
I mean, Jess,
she likes it. Like,
what does she want? A fucking Gucci bag.
Yeah, she likes nice things, I guess.
Yeah.
But like, I think it is not like the thing with cards is cards are, it's a bit of a scam. Seriously. Think about the cost of cards.
I bought two on the weekend.
I think you're actually.
How much do you think I paid for one?
$3.
Nah.
Six.
Nah.
One.
Nah.
Eight.
Pretty much.
I think that I could definitely post, you know, all of this stuff. I could be the guy that has a little wooden tray in a drawer that has some nice playing cards and four different stamps and a pen, calligraphy. And I sort of like...
What do the stamps do?
The stamps is like happy birthday.
Yeah.
Stamp.
Okay.
Or sorry about your loss stamp.
Yeah, yeah. I did think of a invention for offices. You know, when you work in an office and there's like cards going around,
yeah,
you got to sign them. Yeah. Just the fucking some like best wishes, TJ, and just so you, it's just outsourced.
Dude, that is very that is.
And even
funny,
if you're not there, give everyone someone permission to be able to. Well, we
use
don't
the best
know.
Wishes.
Best, yeah. I'm sure it's. I'm sure it's been done before. Uh-huh.
It's
anyway,
it is a funny idea.
Anyway, so
next question:
what will happen to the podcast studio?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lease. Mm-hmm. And equipment will go.
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to go to another home.
Yeah. And so your dad, with the help of a chippy, put it together with you.
Yeah, these walls. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's amazing the building has actually held the weight of all this wood, to be honest.
Really? You think? Anyway, so he's going to come and he's going to cut it all up.
Yeah, we're going to cut it up.
And you're going to use it as firewood?
Yeah, it's great. It's hardwood. A lot of it's hardwood. Mm-hmm. And
hardwood is good for fires.
Burns well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, pine does too, but hardwood seems to have a bit more length to the burn.
Yeah.
But it's all good. It's kindling. Yeah. So, I don't know. Who wants a piece?
Yeah. There was a moment where it's like, oh, we could cut up all the wood into squares and then
Frunks could buy
their piece of the studio.
If you want one. And you have a...
Will you manage that, though?
A saw.
Okay. People can come around with a saw.
That would be quite funny. But then you have to have your own insurance because we won't cover your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
No. So, yeah, you're going to pull the wall down. Mm-hmm. What's happening to the podcast studio? Yeah, it's going.
Mm-hmm.
It's going. Well, if you don't have a podcast, you don't need it.
It's very true.
If you have a podcast studio and you don't use it, you probably should use it for something, make it a different room.
And the other thing too is there's always a cost to shutting something down.
Yeah.
But if in the grand scheme, when you are talking, like because we were talking such a long period of time, these are just the costs, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is, like it's never completely clean. It's like, you know, having to pay more lease than what we'd like to, those types of things. But which probably leads to the next question. What was the next question? Was about BMC?
No. Will our daily talk show merch become expensive memorabilia?
Probably not. You probably could get it at Vinny's near you.
Well, I think I've told you before, the strip troupe that I was a part of, not my business, the other one, the Sydney Hotshots. I was in an op shop once and I saw the merchandise that was sold at the strip. We were selling those. That's how I made a bit more money after the show.
Yeah.
Was selling merch, t-shirts. And so a bit sad seeing, you know, some girls bought it thinking with her vagina, I'll buy that. And these boys get to go sit on their laps and have a photo and buy a bit of merch.
And then straight away to
and then you the get salvos. Home, you're pissed, wake up, you're like, what the fuck is that? Why do I want that? Yeah. That reminds me of the debauchery that was that night.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, so that was a bit sad seeing that. But keep it. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a thing with merchandise. Think about basketball cards. I mean, we're not.
You think we're going to go to the moon when we finish?
No, but think about all the things.
Yeah.
Think about all the things you could have kept that would be worth something now.
Yeah.
In the time, it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping Pokemon, a whole pack of Pokemon cards doesn't really make any sense for 20 years.
And the funny thing is that as people who created all of the stuff, I don't think most people that are creating it are good at like, so we're good with like files and stuff, but like keeping one fresh hoodie and one crew neck and one t-shirt. Like, I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that fun? Like, you would think that that would be a thing, but it doesn't, I think.
Well, people move houses.
Yeah.
People don't have enough space. Mm-hmm. Like, who's got who? I mean, maybe there is somebody that likes to keep a pair of something, but that's how you win. That's if you're willing to go through the annoyance of storing something. But most of it won't. Mm-hmm. Most of it won't be a Pokemon pack that's worth 250K now.
But there's things that just hold sentimental value.
Yeah, so it's no value to anyone else. Yeah.
Do you have any, like, what do you think? So, Jess put on your G-string. That was your old stripping G-string that was in the office.
It was over her jeans.
Yes.
Yeah. What kind of a
Like a business operationist?
Yeah, what are we running?
And so...
Back streets of Abbotsford.
And so...
she put that on as a joke and came upstairs to show you boys.
It was very funny.
Because I had this thing downstairs. But I mean, I've got a lot of shit downstairs and I'm just like, fuck. Sentiment can change.
Yeah.
About the product or the thing a year between.
Well, if you're thinking about what your perspective is on stories, all the things are just symbols of stories, aren't they?
Yeah,
and so it's
for
like
sure.
if sure. you don't value those, then it's like, well, what's the you know, minimalist, take a photo, chuck it. Like, so they've got a photo of the thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like art. All that stuff connects.
What your G string is.
Yeah. Could be. Had you see Scott Maggs, who has just sold his beard for over $1 million. He just raised over $1 million and he'd grown this huge beard.
Yeah. How spewing would you be if we finished up and I sold my neck beard? Just went to the moon. Just someone's got a hanging. So in some modern art, just a dirt. It's called, you know, the dirty neck beard.
Yeah. No, Scott sold the beard. Well, he just got donations and it was all for melanoma. It's awesome. I've been in the presence of that beard. Few parties. Yeah. It was fucking
great. Was it 10 years, the beard or something?
Dude.
It's a long time.
When did I live in Bondi? When I was in Bondi, we were at a party together and it was big. Mm-hmm. Just, I didn't know what that guy looked like other than the beard. Yeah. And he actually took the beard off.
He looks great.
He looks awesome. Yeah, he's a great looking fella, but he just looks like a completely different dude. Because you can't see. If you're covered, just show your beauty, Josh.
I just
shave your neck beard, dude.
I just love seeing the beard coming off. It's like an artifact.
Like, yeah, it's like a Ned Kelly beard. Picture that. They've sprayed it with something that's held it together. It's like a glue. I think it's more serious than that. Yeah. But yeah, maybe it's, I mean, it's going on your face.
Oh, you know, it has to be. Yeah, I know
what
you
mean. It has to be a glue.
Like, it's really, like, it needs to connect everything up.
Yeah, because they shaved underneath it and it actually stayed together.
Yeah,
and so they've got this huge piece of a beard. Which is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to go in like a glass.
Oh, that's fun.
Like, think about memorabilia. People buying shit, rich people buying shit. They're literally doing, it could be a tax write-off. It could be just, I actually just care about where the money's going. I don't give a fuck about Shane Warne's cricket bat that he actually didn't play with, but he signed.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
would he be more sort of, he'd sign a ball before a cricket bat, do you think? Not to be the sportsman of the group.
Yeah, but you'd probably get a ball and a bat combo.
Okay. Little rebel sport job.
Bat combo in a glass frame. Uh-huh. Never know. But yeah, you're right. He'd be the ball guy.
Yeah.
He's a spin king.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be more likely he gives you a fidget spinner than a bat.
He could have done the Warnie's spinner. That's a great idea.
Fuck. Next question. Is BMC still continuing? And then she said, this is why we love him. Okay, this is personal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need to answer this.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't expect you to.
Don't block me.
But it is in my mind.
Yeah, so I think that the Daily Talk Show, when we started the Daily Talk Show, BMC was a thing that came out of that.
Yeah.
And it was connected to the partnership and the Daily Talk Show, I think, than BMC. It's really interesting to see people's perspectives on it. But I think for you and I, the Daily Talk Show and BMC were one.
Well, closely linked. I think about right now, if you do your own thing, your own business, and you have a friend and you wanted to then do a daily talk show.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, it could have been 12 episodes a week or 7 episodes or 5. Think about that time investment.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to be out doing something else and then connect schedules based on...
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, having two, having work. That amount of stuff and then... like doing that much together and then having completely separate
yeah.
schedules
yeah.
is
yeah.
hard. And we did it for like a year
yeah.
Before doing the BMC stuff.
Yeah.
But then
we brought it together, which yeah. the point is, which maybe some people have thought, but they also mm-hmm. want to know when there's no daily talk show, maybe there's no business. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some people just think that there's the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually not. How the fuck do those mm-hmm. guys do it? Don't care. Like what they say. Yeah. Enjoy the content.
Mm-hmm. And so the plan is closing BMC down.
Yeah.
But it's obviously BMC is just a brand. BMC is just the thing that you and I used as a vehicle to work together.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, there's like from a business side of things, there's like the transitional period. It's not as clean as like July 1, everything's done. There's all the like loose ends and things like that. And I think yeah. that what TJ and I, like what we're keen on is making this like clean. Like if it's going to take, it's not this thing where it's like we're shutting it down and then we're like, you know.
I think that happens if there's something
terrible that's
spectacular,
happened.
Spectacular. Yeah. Some blow up where you've punched me in the dick.
And, yeah. You know. Yeah. I think you would stay on even if I punch you. You'd be like,
you wouldn't get far. You wouldn't get far because I've fucking punched your dick out. Yeah. But no, so that's, yeah, it takes time. It takes months and to change that. But that's, yeah. So, I think the team finishes, the business finishes. Mate, it all fucking finishes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's just I think that what we had in our mind initially was sort of, okay, Amy's giving birth at the end of June.
June. Yeah.
And so, the 25. Idea being it's, and also like the fin year and all that sort of thing doing July 1. But the thing that we wanted to make sure as well is with a business, there's all of it, you know, there's all of the different expenses, obviously, you know, Jess and GB are finishing, we're getting, like, so there's all payouts for everyone where it's like, okay, here's all the annual leave, here's all this. So, there's a bunch of those costs. And so, for us, when we did the maths, it's like, okay, we actually need to do another month and a half or 2 months to make sure ATO and all that sort of thing's covered. So, it's just like a clean exit.
Mm. Things so, take time.
Yeah.
Things are intricate.
Yeah. But I think the learning for me is around like it's that thing of making a decision that's going to impact you long term and putting it all in perspective. So I think that people would get antsy if like, oh, like the idea of paying out a lease or doing all that sort of thing, like it seems like this big thing. But if you put it in perspective of like, okay, what is this amount in versus the investment that you were going to make for the next 7 years or whatever it is. And so, I think that it's easy to fall into seeing the short-term pain of something and not doing it based on that or even like sunk cost stuff as well. So, being like, okay, well, we've got the lease. We've got it for another few months. Do we sort of keep the studio going and do a podcast, like a rent out the space or things like that? And it's like, because we're selling all the business assets, it's like, you don't want to be holding on to assets until the last second.
Mm. But when's the right time to do any of this? It's like, you can build a case for it being better or worse if you hold on for longer.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also, what about now?
Mm-hmm.
What about now?
Yeah.
And then if that makes sense, then go for it. But you can always, it's a fact. You can always find a reason why it's not better now, even then when you've decided on it now. Mm-hmm. But and so that like, you see the amount of attention. Fuck, it'd be great if this was all a hoax, wouldn't it? A lot of attention.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of annoyed people, I reckon.
Yeah.
I mean, BK, someone who's listened for a long time, he was part of the Squeegee Kearing cult.
Yeah. BK, yeah, sorry, BK, yeah, yeah.
He, from RBK. No, BK, from Simply Green.
That was a real head fuck moment for me. I was thinking BMAC. When you said BK, I thought BMAC.
No, it's not BMAC. BK said ah, that's not, this isn't real, or something mm-hmm. like that. It was mm-hmm. just a, he's the guy to think that we are pulling his leg because he's sus on us.
He was also the walkie-talkie. He got involved with the walkie-talkie episode
exactly,
as well.
Exactly. And so he didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But the point is, I think about all the lovely things people have said mm-hmm. and it can give you validation as to why you should keep going. And mm-hmm. people actually saying, don't stop. I just mm-hmm. started listening. Oh, well, fucking thanks for your message. We're going to keep going. But, mate, but it's not that message isn't nice. It's so lovely.
Yeah, it's the nicest.
External stimulus dictating what you do in your life can be a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not listening to what's happening in your actual existence, then what else have you got? You've got other people, but then that's other people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I was going to say something else on that. Oh, yeah. If you are in the media space or whatever and you're looking for equipment, email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Fuck, we've got it. Best in the business.
We've got a spreadsheet of all the different elements.
Yeah.
We've got some sick stuff. These mic arms.
Before you fucking ask, George isn't on there. He's not on the spreadsheet. You can't have him.
No, he's not available. And I'm sure the guys might have news. They might not have news. But I think that not talking about GB and Jess and their journey isn't out of being sus fucks or anything like that. It's just me. I think you already realize this stuff, but it takes more time for me to think about it. It's like, it's not our story to tell. And so I'm pumped for them both.
Yeah. Can Gronk send in their favorite TDTS phrases? E.g., mine are feels like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes like asthma, and that's outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Of course you can. Send it in.
I would love a tastes like asthma t-shirt. No, no joke. With a Ventolin puffer.
Yeah.
Tastes like asthma and a blue lollipop or something.
Yeah. And it's a scratch and sniff.
Yeah.
That smells like asthma.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Tastes like asthma.
The raspberries taste like raspberries and asthma tastes like asthma.
And then it's a scratch and sniff in small writing. Scratch and it smells like, scratch here to smell asthma.
Yeah.
Asthma attack right here.
Yeah. Do you reckon there's a business that does that?
Scratch and sniff teas?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I guess the asthma thing, it's just like whatever you want it to be. Like it just has to be a strong scent.
You could actually get that
scratchy.
Smells like asthma. That's a different one. Tastes like asthma.
Tastes like asthma. Tastes like asthma is good.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself. And what else is it?
Mate, you can only say it if you're asthmatic, all right?
Which I'm sort of.
You think you are?
Well, no, I wasn't asthmatic. We've been through this.
Actually, no, you're right because you don't. Asthma is with you your whole life.
That's what you've said.
It's like herpes.
Because I had.
You can grow. People say you grow out of it.
Yeah.
Let me just double check.
Because I was on the purple preventative stuff, which would you'd have to be careful that you didn't get mouth thrush. Remember that?
There's no cure for asthma. However, it's a highly treatable disease. In fact, some doctors say today's asthma treatments are so effective, many people have near complete control of their symptoms. Which is great.
Yeah. I mean, as a kid, yeah, I wonder if like, so I even had the-
natural remedies, garlic, yoga, and more.
that's your new podcast.
Garlic, yogi, and more. I'll tell you what though, meditation and yoga, in reference to breathing, I think I've said on this show before, mum's friend had, mum's teacher- Margaret Zegesman started a beautiful yoga school here in Melbourne, grew it to 1,000 students more, migrated here. And she had half of one lung.
Mm.
That's it. I'm pretty sure. Half a lung. But it's like half of one because you got two. And half so you lung, might just think you'd like half a lung. You could think, you just like got one side. No, you got a whole other one.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she had half a lung.
She had a quarter lung.
Mum said it like that,
She did? A quarter of a lung.
Yeah. Dude.
And she could, just with breathing exercises, was fine.
She would have died otherwise. Like, think about the panic. A part of asthma is like, sometimes you can have an attachment to your puffer because you think, Like, there is definitely placebo. Even if it's around, you feel better.
Yeah.
Because you're like, if something happens, I can grab that. And you feel tight. Think about, when you sort of start thinking too much about your breath versus just experiencing the in and out of the breath. And so, like, imagine having. Makes me feel tight thinking about half of a lung.
I remember getting some sort of asthma medication that's like a steroid. And just as a kid, I remember taking it and then just looking in the mirror and flexing. Thinking that was fucking getting.
That was the joke about Bodhi had croup the other week and had an injection of steroids. No, sorry. He drank some steroids. And I was
he's
like,
throwing the ball so far.
I was like, dude, that fucking kid's buff.
Any other questions?
No, that was it. That was it. She did finish off with a lovely message that I read earlier. But yeah, we love you, Em. And hope to meet you one day as well.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
I think that's we've answered it well. I think that the
if you've got other questions, send them through. hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
Yes.
Last email to come through before an episode usually gets read.
Yeah.
But we will get to them all when we read them all.
I was speaking to someone who was saying, as a listener, potentially the experience is like there's other, like when we're talking on stuff that's not clear or things like that, that we're like holding information back.
Oh, yeah. Who is this fucking person?
But I don't think
no, you're holding back, mate. Who the fuck is it?
I don't think that,
you're holding back, dude.
I don't think it's the case. Don't you? Like, but no, I think it's just a sensitivity that I thought was interesting. It's like we fumble over our words. Maybe there's a little bit of just being, we haven't gotten that deep into a bunch of conversations around the nuances of. How like they're this all, date it, is we're gonna finish or that type of
you
thing.
There always has to be more, but that's where your mind goes. So in a breakup, so if someone came to you and said, I mean, I've been broken up with before, and I don't get all the answers because it's everything. All the questions are in my head, and they're communicating a version. And so,
do you think it's fair to say that the podcast, the last few episodes have been reflective of outside of the podcast for us?
Because I think there's a difference between being in the middle of something and then reflecting on something. So, the pain that I've felt in this business at times probably hasn't been reflected because I'm not saying, hey, here's what. Because I was going through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you could point to like immense pain, but then there's not much else to say about that.
Would you do a YouTube video in like 3 months' time where it's just you?
It's fucking processing. It's just upstairs. No. No, but that's what everyone hopes for. You know, the best thing is people leave like Logan Paul's operation, his Maverick Squad, and legit they do videos because they know people think that here's why I left the Maverick House. But then this one I watched, which I think is the only one I've watched, is really positive.
Yeah.
But that's where he's like, yeah, I know you guys want that, but here's what happened. Here's the, like, it's like, yeah, that's also a reality that things end and they're not as salacious or fucking, you know, crazy as what you might think, but it's much more entertaining to think that that's what's happened. It's much more entertaining to hear about the business that blew up, the one that sort of just like decided at a good time.
And I think that that's like, that's the, I don't know, I think that that's like a really interesting part of the story that could get missed.
Yeah.
Is that this, like it feels nice at being a choice that we're making to finish up and doing it. Like, and so I don't feel like it's not like, say for instance, if we went for 6 more months or a year and you're just like, you know, it didn't go as well as what we'd hoped. And then it was in a position where it's like, no, you're in a lot of financial strife. You haven't, you know, the problem is way bigger. And so there is something nice about finishing it off. But the thing is, I think it is really unique. If you were trying to, I wonder how many partnerships can, because we have an ability to connect up and say, okay, like agree on, like we actually, even though we're very different, we end up always working out like an answer. Like we end up working out something. There's been nothing really that we can disagree, but then we work out like who cares more about this or what's the like based on the whole situation, what's the best outcome? And so I can imagine that being very hard for a lot of business partners. Whereas if you're in, I think that that's the interesting sort of contradiction with us is being so different, arguing about stuff, but at the end of the day, coming together and saying, okay, we can do it.
But you see how then people, but then why don't you keep going? That's it.
But isn't that like, so that's the there is a skeptical person where it's like,
there's a lot
when,
of the,
so this,
the it's not even negativity in the skepticism. It is actually a valid thought that they just truly feel like, well, that doesn't make sense to me. But that's that doesn't, you're not, the experience doesn't sit with you, not you, the person listening, the person that is the skeptic. The experience is with us.
And I think that potentially, I'm trying to think who it was. It was some celebrity, Seth Rogen's autobiography comes out today, which is exciting.
I'm going to get the audio interest.
Book, really?
Seth Rogen.
Yes.
You actually have interest in Seth Rogen's biography.
Yeah.
What for? What movies have you seen of Seth?
Just the, like, because he started off in the, what is it, like Revenge of the Geeks maybe or whatever. He had a bunch to do with Judd Apatow. And so it's like that comedy thing.
I mean, no diss to Seth Rogen. It just, it seems weird. That you're into and excited about.
I'm not interested like in Seth Rogen. He's a real weed shill now, like because he's got his own brand and that type
weed
of thing.
Weed brand.
Yeah. It's all like premium, but it's all, I'm so over, weed stuff to me feels worse than where crypto can be or where startup culture can be. Like everyone thinks that if you're in a weed business, it's going to go to the moon.
I mean, look at Dan Bilzerian.
Yeah, and went under.
Fucking finite business.
That's not what it was called.
No.
What was it called? Had an I and an F.
Anyway, that was, seems like there's the best thing about Dan Bilzerian is that there's all these geeks that have made so much money from videos talking about how much money he's lost and fucking spent. And I love those videos. Well, they're so good because there's smart accountants that have got the public information because it was a public company.
Just like, you can see it all.
Here's what he was spending. Like,
I'm going to do a video into our zero account.
Jason Fox. Jason
Robinson.
Jason Robinson is doing a
from RBK.
He's actually going to
from PGA.
He's doing a tell all.
That would be fun, interviewing our accountant.
Yeah, we'll get. Should we get him on before we finish?
He's pretty fucking busy. He's got a lot. It's been a fucking.
It's because he's fucking great. And if you need an accountant, advisory, one of the best. I wouldn't go anywhere else. I've had
if
so many.
If I was closing
accountants,
down a business again, I would go to. No, but just anything. Like
I wouldn't
just the
choose
ability.
Anyone else to help me close a business.
No, but they.
Or start one.
No, yeah, they've been. Yeah, future advisory. Seriously. What was I going to say on the? Yeah, so the weed thing. It just feels like Chelsea Handler or like there's all these people who it's like
there's money to be made. This is
definitely
a thing.
And that's it's all the personality thing too, right? Like, and it's such an LA. Like, think about weed. Think about what it is. Think it's like this fucking natural thing. And now it's like it's become sort of Los Angeles-fied where it's they're putting it in different products and
the cans of drink and the
It's all too colorful and shit like that.
Yeah, but then I think what we're seeing this is going on with alcohol. Probably has been like think about all the fruity flavors, little sippers, spritzers. Like, hey, look at this saintly.
Death Gin is great. Jason Robinson.
Jason
has
does
well.
Have
a gin business.
Yeah, Death Gin. Yeah. Really good.
Yeah. So when you close your business,
Do you send
bottle
to the death of you.
It comes with,
It comes with your logo underneath the Death Gin.
Yeah.
BMC.
Yeah. 24 Panadol and a Death Gin. Just fucking. Yeah. Just a, Friday night fun.
Anyway. What time is it? 10? I reckon we should start drinking.
We'll I was going to say, so it was about Seth Rogen.
Chelsea Handler, the... So,
yeah, yeah, there was all the weed stuff, but it had nothing to do with that, the book coming out.
He's an accomplished person in the industry.
Yeah, but that's why I brought him up.
Yeah.
I can't.
He's got his book. He's releasing his bio. It's someone wrote it?
I don't. I can't remember what the point of that conversation was.
Yeah.
But,
and that's the Daily Talk Show.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. If you've got any thoughts, any questions.
Want any gear.
Yeah.
You need anything. Uh-huh. We're here. Mm-hmm. Are we? Yeah.
We're here for a bit. All right.
See you guys. Love you.